Hello and welcome to the Up North Halo podcast. I am the host, Nicholas Eggdorf, and we finally have spring training games to break down. So we've got the Angels and Mariners who played yesterday. The Angels are currently playing the White Sox. They're up 7-0 in the top of the eighth as I'm recording this. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch most of this game, so I won't be breaking anything down right at this moment. I'll probably do a little bit later in the week. Potentially, I might even do an extra episode and figure out how I'm going to do this for the regular season, because doing one episode a week might be a little bit challenging to break everything down and do any sort of foresight in the week to come. But we'll see. I'll work out the kinks the closer I get to the regular season, but we'll have to play it by ear and see what works. But game one of spring training happened yesterday. Super excited. Great game. Angels ended up winning 5-1 over the Mariners. And nothing screams spring training like having to shovel snow for 2 hours. So yeah, love being in Canada. So much fun. The weather is always awesome. Super cooperative. Yeah, totally. But yeah, that's beside the point. I was nice and warm inside for the rest of the day, though, watching the game. And I also had a chance to see the end of the Braves-Red Sox game. And oh boy, was that funny. That was very interesting. There was a pitch clock violation because the batter would not get into the box and be ready to swing at the 8-second mark, which resulted in an extra strike being added. And in a full count, two outs, bases loaded, the dream scenario, that is how the game ended. It ended in a strikeout. And that's probably not going to happen during the regular season, because it can't, because of the fact that we have extra innings in the regular season. But you might see games end on pitch clock violations. So that's something interesting that we're going to have to look into. But other than that moment, I really enjoyed watching the game with the pitch clock. I'm personally a fan of it. I think it gets rid of all the stupid stuff between pitches, like walking around the mound 2-3 times, batters fixing their gloves for 5 minutes before they step back into the box. I get the idea of the batters will use that time when they're fixing their gloves to think about what's coming next, what just happened, where they're going to put this ball. If it's pitched on the outer third, they're going to take it the other way, kind of thing. Like, use that time to think. But you can condense that a little bit, I think. You can get away with a couple seconds less. And it, all in all, it did shorten the game to about two hours and 15 or 18 minutes, something like that I saw. And I really enjoyed watching the game. It was fast-paced. It was very entertaining. It didn't have as much downtime, which is good. And I fully support this pitch clock. And the shift was also, the restrictions for the shift were also in action today. And I liked it. It still had a couple weird feels, because I'm like, oh, that's hit right up the middle. That's going to be caught. But there was a couple hits that squeaked through that I really liked seeing, because I'm used to the hit it back where it came from mentality, and that results in a hit. But now with the shift going away, a lot of those are going to start becoming singles, and you're not going to have second baseman in right field catching pop-outs like that. Like, it's going to make the game feel a little bit more back to what it used to be, and I really like that. That's something I'm going to keep an eye out for, and it looks nice. It's a little bit cleaner to me. It doesn't look as funky. So that's something I wanted to touch on before we got into the game breakdown. And Tucker Davidson, who I have not really given his just due for putting up a legitimate case for the sixth rotational spot. He had a good outing. He had 2 Ks in the first, and he looked good in his 2 innings of work. He did quite well. His curveball was good, and his fastball looked lively. So I'm hoping he can continue that. He was pitching against, I would consider it probably a AAA team lineup, but I would take that with a grain of salt. This is also spring training. It's his first outing, whatever. But I think he pitched quite well, to be honest, and lots of good movement on his pitches. So I love to see him go up and take the mound for the first day and go out and ball out. And Marco Gonzalez, the guy who was pitching for the Mariners yesterday, had three straight groundouts to start the game, but had a rough second inning. And in that inning, he did leave a pitch middle away for Joe Adell, and he absolutely grooved this thing to left center. And as usual, it is the Joe Adell hits a home run really far, and we all pretend like it's going to carry over to the regular season. And then by April, we're all like, oh God, this guy needs to be in AAA. So I'm ready to be let down again after staying at this high. I will remain optimistic about Joe until he proves me right. But yeah, so this is good to see him swinging good. He does have, I think it was about 15 pounds of lean muscle. So that's good to see. And if he's developing, that's all we can ask. As long as he's making progress, hopefully he still keeps his defending at least slightly below average. Like, at least he's competent at doing his job in the outfield. Then he might have a shot at making the team. I don't think he will, but that it remains to be seen, and we will find out within the next month or so. And this was another good inning. They continued to bat. They strung about five hits together, and Mickey Moniak hit what would have been an out last year, turned into a RBI single, and yeah, Taylor Jones hit a bloop single to center, scoring two runs, so good for him. He had a pretty solid day, and there was a lot of guys who had just quality days. Kevin Padlo also had a good game. He went 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Taylor Jones, as I mentioned earlier, went 2-for-3. And in the fourth inning, one of the pitches that was thrown to Cooper Hummel, who's the catcher for the Mariners at this point in the game, he got crossed up and there was a pass ball. And Taylor went from first to third. And I gotta love the aggressive base running. That kind of stuff you like to see, especially in spring when there's not as much repercussions for stuff like that. It's good to see that when you're going out and putting everything on the line. And he was safe by a little bit of a margin. He was in there pretty good. So nice to see the wheels going. And now I'll get into some more of the regulars who played in today, like David Fletcher, Luis Rengifo, and Gio Urshela. They all had three at-bats. Fletcher was 0-for-3, but he did have a really hard hit ground ball to the first baseman. Unfortunately, it turned out to be a fielder's choice, so he didn't get the RBI at the plate because the runner got thrown out at home. But he did make it to first, and then the inning ended soon after, so nothing going there. But he did look like the David Fletcher of old. He hit a blooper into right field that was barely caught, so you'll have to see that. Fletch back to doing Fletch things. Just hopefully he, finds some grass soon. But that'll come. It's also only game one. Rengifo had a nice solid slap it the other way, kind of hit through the five hole, and he went 1-for-3 with a single. Not a bad day. Love to see that from Rengifo. And Gio, unfortunately, went 0-for-3 as well. But I did notice that he was being very aggressive early in counts. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. I expect that he's going to be a very aggressive hitter this year, just because he historically is that type of hitter who's going to swing early and he's going to swing often. But yeah, some of those are going to drop. Some of those are going to start finding some grass. So got to show a little bit of time and patience with these guys. It's not the end all. It's also only spring training. And we had a couple substitutes that came in. And I didn't get to see most of the end of this game because I was out shoveling at this point because I needed to go. And yeah, so I didn't see these ABs, but I did see that Zach Neto went 0-for-2 with a strikeout, which, again, that's going to happen. Michael Stefanik went 1-for-2 as well. And Bryce Teodosio, who is someone that I'm going to want to keep a sharp eye on in spring, because I think he's got some good development that he can do here. I'm glad to see him and Neto are up here. So that'll be fun to watch those guys get some at-bats. And Teodosio did not get a hit in his one at-bat. So he went 0-for-1. But during the broadcast, I did notice that Matt Brash was being interviewed by some of the Mariners commentators, and he will be playing for Team Canada in the World Baseball Classic. They touched on that a little bit, what that's going to be like, and he's never played for the Canadian national team. But the Angels will probably be facing this guy pretty regularly over the course of the next few years because he will probably be coming up this year. And he did say he was working on a cutter, which is interesting because it will play off of his slider. That is the wipeout type of slider. It's not a gyro. And I think that's something you want to look out for with him, is because that slider is very good. And having a cutter is just a faster, shorter breaking slider, basically. And I'm very curious to see how that plays in game, especially at the MLB level. So just something I wanted to point out and just keep an eye out for that in the future. And now I'll get into some of the guys who pitched during the game, other than Tucker, who had a solid outing himself. He did record 3 strikeouts, by the way. I didn't mention that. He had 2 in the first, but he ended up leaving the game with 3, no walks, and no hits allowed. So all in all, very solid game. And Jacob Webb was the first guy out of the pen, and he did fine. He just allowed a single up the middle, but nothing more than that. 3 outs, done. Jonathan Holder in the next inning immediately gave up a home run to Cade Marlowe, but then he ended up settling in, getting 2 strikeouts in the inning, and not allowing anything else to happen. So he did clean it up after that, but not a bad job. Austin Warren, 1 strikeout, clean inning, boom, no problem whatsoever. Love to see that. And Gerardo Reyes did struggle a little bit. He allowed 1 hit and 2 walks, had the bases loaded, but he did end up striking out 2 in the inning, and he did end up striking out the guy to end the inning. So you like to see the battle where he doesn't even allow a run after getting in a jam. He gets himself out of it, so that's always good to see that. And Colton Ingram had 1 inning of work, 2 strikeouts, looked really good. I've seen a lot of people be like, okay, yeah, this is a good move. He could potentially be coming up, not this year, but he's on his way. This guy's another guy to look out for. And Cesar Valdez closed out the game, allowed 1 hit, no strikeouts, clean inning other than that. So those were the guys that we had to break it down for yesterday's game. We did have more starters coming in this game. The game is over probably by now. And Reed Detmers started today. I will probably be watching some condensed game or something of the sort after I record this to see what I'm going to pick up on. I did see Rendon and Renfro went back-to-back, so that was pretty cool. And those were both no-doubters as well, so you like to see that. But yes, today, Ward, Trout, Otani, Rendon was the top 4, which is what Nevin was talking about, what he was leaning towards about a week ago when he was asked about the lineup. And we had Renfro, Drury, Jake Lamb, Logan Ohapi, and Andrew Velazquez rounding it out for the rest of the lineup. And that is very close to what you would expect to see the full opening day lineup looking like. I would imagine that Stassi starts opening day just because of the fact that Ohtani is going to be the opening day starter. So you're probably not going to see Ohapi on opening day, which is kind of unfortunate. But yeah, you'll see Velazquez, Lamb being bench players on opening day, I would imagine, but potentially even Drury. But that's a nice lineup. I like that. It's well-rounded. You do have a little bit of an issue with the handedness. It's very right-handed heavy, which if you sprinkle in Luis Ranjifo for, say, Jake Lamb in that lineup, Jake Lamb is left-handed, Brandon Drury, who's right-handed. If you did that, that would add a little bit more balance to that. But it is just about getting at-bats for guys. And I will be looking back at this game, but Tanner Banks, who was the White Sox starter today, who had a 3.06 ERA and a 1.13 WHIP in 2022. Those are, well, relatively good stats. So he seemed to pitch all right from what I saw. I just kind of saw a couple things. I think he only went 2 innings as well, so nothing too much there. But yeah, I figured I'm going to probably do 2 episodes a week. I did just want to break these down, see what's up. I want to get a feel for how I'm going to be doing these now that we're into games. I'm probably going to try and do like a Sunday and like a Thursday or a Friday episode. That might be what I'll do because I can kind of go all the way around the weekend for the Friday episode and then break down the weekend and go to the Friday episode kind of thing. So bear with me a little bit over the next few weeks. I kind of want to find what works. So these next few episodes are probably going to be a little bit on the shorter side, probably 15 to 20 minutes as opposed to 20 to 25 minutes. So I just want to figure out how I'm going to do this. So I'm still very new, so bear with me a little bit. And I hope you guys all have a fantastic day. Hopefully you enjoyed the game today. Hopefully you enjoy the game tomorrow, which is going to be on at, I think, 12:10, I believe, first pitch is. And it is going to be, yes, it is. It's going to be against the San Francisco Giants, Logan Webb versus Patrick Sandoval. So very excited to see that. And that will be at Tempe. So if you guys are going, have fun, enjoy the game, and most of all, go Halos.